Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
All right, so good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, and we are doing a little test. I have Agent Daniel Smith with me once again, and I think we have just upgraded our sound system. And so I'm coming through loud and clear on Blog Talk Radio, and as more callers come in, we're going to be sounding okay. And see, our South Dakota's calling in once again, and see, Pastor Ken is on the line right now, and we're looking forward to that. Are we right now broadcasting on omegaradio.org? So we're good here, right, Agent Smith? All right, so I could turn this off. So that was going through my phone to anybody listening to Blog Talk Radio. And now the only question is are we coming through loud and clear on the Omega Radio? And I'm going to go ahead and push that in and let's see. And there's normally a delay. We've got a great, great time in the Word coming up today, I believe, something from the heart of the Father that's going to be very rich. But Agent Smith came in and we worked on something with the sound system to make this better than what it has been. And that's what we're looking forward to. And I'm waiting to hear on Omega Radio. And so far, we're not hearing it on Omega Radio. Okay, so we're still waiting to see if there's a little delay that goes on. And while we're here, I could ask actually Pastor Ken or Kathy, is anybody there that wants to weigh in? And are we sounding okay on Blog Talk Radio with you?
Pastor, it's coming in loud and clear.
You're coming in loud
and
clear?
On the phone.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How do you think his voice is on that? So. Go ahead and keep talking just a little bit. Kathy, Ken, can you hear everything okay?
Yes, we're traveling right now, and we're on our cell phone, so you're coming through. The volume is very good.
Interesting. All right, so I'm not cutting anybody off. I can't hear anything, but we're waiting for the Omega Radio right now to start broadcasting. And if Omega Radio broadcasts, which it for some reason doesn't look like it. We'll go back to Sam Broadcaster.
You got to push it here.
Now let's see if that goes pretty good here. It's always one button. It's always one button. All right, there it is. That's a very short delay now. All right, good. So we're getting good sound on Omega Radio. Is there reverb on that? No. All right. You like it? All right, so we're going to do a little sound adjustment here. And thanks for holding tight with us. You guys have been so patient. Remember, 2019, this is our official... there it is. This is our official launch into 2019. So we're going to the stars and beyond. Right, Ken? Right, Kathy?
You got it.
This is our third official launch. It's only taken us a year and 4 months to get here.
Oh, it always takes a 3 rocket to get you there, doesn't it?
Now, if I wanted to turn him up a little bit where I could hear them, how would I do that? They're a little bit low. All right, go ahead and speak into that again, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, you're on your third stage of your rocket, putting you in the final orbit.
There you go. This is the Saturn V. Turn them up just a little bit more.
Try it again. We'll see how it sounds. You're coming loud and clear on this end.
Hey, Kathy, how are we doing in South Dakota right now?
Yeah, it's coming in good. And remember, three strikes and you're out. So you got to get it.
Three strikes, you're out, and three strikes, you make it, you break through. And we're calling for breakthrough. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's
see,
good.
She's a little low on Omega, though. Do you hear that?
Yes.
So how do we get her volume up?
Yeah,
so Kathy, what we're doing, and Ken, as you're talking, I hear you, but on Omega Radio, you're a little lower, so it's on our end. We need to get your voices where you don't have to, you know, talk any louder, but we could actually bring you in. So we're working on that as well.
Okay, do you want a weather report from here?
Yeah, what's your weather report?
Okay, here's the weather report.
It's 27 degrees, the sun is shining, and we're in an area where we can even see the top of the grass with the amount of snow. We're about 75 miles south of our home.
Okay. What are you doing 75 miles south of your home?
We're heading for Sioux Falls for the day only. We're going back home this evening.
We have 12 inches of snow.
And back home, we've got about 12 inches of snow, and we got a glare of ice on everything. So it's like going almost into summer.
Awesome. Well, we're going to see you guys, in about a week, right?
Yes. We ended up, got an email from someone last night from Tucson, and it was showing that they had like 3-4 inches of snow down there.
Okay.
You lost it? Hello, are you there?
No. Yeah, we're here. That's a great snow report from South Dakota and Sioux Falls and all that good stuff. Stay as warm as you can and don't get in any trouble.
Well, we're heading in your direction next week.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see you. It's been an amazing launch already to 2019, and we're going to continue it on. So it looks like we're doing pretty good with our sound. What do you think? You guys, and we're coming through loud and clear. I wonder if anybody's out there listening on Omega Radio, if you could just what do you think, Kathy? Are you on? You're obviously on Blog Talk Radio. And Ken's on Blog Talk.
Yes, because we've got our cell phone. We're on Blog Talk, okay?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the telephone line. Isn't that amazing? So we are coming through loud and clear. Is it kind of getting to that studio sound?
Well, it's very, very much clarity. It's good.
Much clarity. Wonderful. So Agent Smith showed us today how we could go through the computer itself and the soundboard and the speakers and we don't have to go loop. Here's what I want to do. I want to test something right now. I want to play a quick little. Well, no, it did work. Yeah, everybody, it did work. We played a video and it was heard, and we didn't have to press any buttons going back and forth. Yeah, we did that through Omega. All right, so we're gonna play a little clip. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. See how it sounds. If you guys could hear this, let me know.
No.
nothing coming.
Do you hear that, Kathy?
Oh, there it is.
All right, you got it?
Yeah, it's
coming
through.
Okay, it just went off. Oh, you turned it off. So, Ken, did you hear that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we heard.
It wasn't that clear, though.
It wasn't that
clear? In and out.
Now, Ken, is that on your end? Kathy and Ken, did you both hear it clearly?
Yes, and like he said, it went in and out, but it was clear when it did come on.
Okay, so it went in and out and clear when it came on. Let's play it one more time. Okay, we're going to give this about 30 seconds. Here we go. How's it sound now, Ken?
Much, much better.
Yeah. Everybody's liking it. Ken and Kathy, good for you too?
Yes, it came through.
Yeah, it came through. Okay, and it's 9/11 right now on my touch. That's perfect. That's the signature 9/11, and here we are. All right, well, it sounds great then. Are you satisfied? All right. So Agent Smith has accomplished his task. Thank you. Awesome. All right. 9/11 on our side. Okay. So Michael, Bill out there, they're hearing and it looks they're satisfied. Good. So we have others listening on Omega that are satisfied with what they're hearing. Good. And the neat thing is now every time we go live, I don't have to push a bunch of buttons. I just turn on the microphone on Omega Radio, and I could play videos, clips on Omega and Blog Talk, and it's all working together. So we're very, very happy, and we're going, and it sounds really clear to everybody. So that's really good. All right. So what we're going to do, if y'all don't mind, just for a minute, I've got to talk with Agent Smith. I'm going to put the rest of this Keith Green song on, and we'll be right back, and we'll have a good 45 minutes together. We'll be right back.
Do I cry out to you? do that other call one.
Sometimes it's hard to get through to me. Oh, yeah, sometimes it's hard. You know that sometimes it's hard to get through to me. But it's dust to dust until we learn how to try.
Okay, well, we're doing really good. And while we're here, I think we've got ourselves a pretty clear signal. I wanted to ask, did anybody during that song hear any disruption whatsoever? Looks like Kathy, we lost Kathy.
Yeah, the song wasn't that clear. It was a little bit staccato, in and out, a little choppy.
A little choppy.
In places and times. Wasn't that clear.
Okay, now I need to find out, Ken, if that was on your end, you know, from where you're listening from, or if that's coming from our end, and if we can get a confirmation on that. I know we have somebody listening at 695. Let me hear here. So it was clear on our end on Omega. So Omega was very clear, and just one individual here. Who is this? It's on area code 479-626. Who's that on 626 or 696? I'm sorry, 696. Are you there? Anybody want to talk to me on 696? No? All right, so we'll just hold off on that. Okay, so Ken, let me just hear something, because I hear you kind of. Do you hear this? What do you hear on that in the background?
That's what you would call EMI.
All right, so we're hearing a little bit of background stuff. Let me see. It was clear on our end on Omega. There's a slight static in the background right now.
Yeah, that is.
So we're going to figure what that out is. Okay, we're going
to
work on that static right now. It's still there. 855-4156. Let's see what these guys are saying here. Okay. All right, Kathy, Ken, how are we doing on your end?
Wow. Well, we've had a little confusion here with this whole thing. I had another phone call, so I had to go off. But the music, when the music played, it was like a tingling breath. You know what I mean?
Tingling breath.
And, it was kind of brassy. Uh-huh.
You want to talk to them about anything? So.
So it was a little bit brassy, you say?
Yeah, and it wasn't, you know, really clear like music. And it had the reverberations of, like echoing or brassy. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay, so.
Esther?
Yes.
Is it a? It's an old recording you were playing, weren't you?
Yes, it was an old recording on from Keith Green from YouTube.
It's tinny. You actually played a YouTube on there?
Yeah, that was a YouTube.
Wow, because it was very tinny and very unclear, where your voice is perfectly clear.
All right,
it was
so voice
actually not
clear.
As it was not as bad as it was has been when you've played your song, but it still is not good.
Hey, Pastor.
Yeah, George.
It was clear on my Omega, but not on Blog Talk.
Okay, so it was clear on Omega, but not on Blog Talk. Okay.
Yep.
A little tingy. All right, well, this is great. Again, I appreciate all the help out there just getting this lined up. I think we're going to do it's going to be great.
I appreciate all the help out there just getting this.
Yeah, that sounds clear. That sounds clear, and we're getting a good signal on the Omega. And I just got to call somebody's in the hospital. I need to be praying about that in just a second. So those on Omega Radio right now are getting a very clear signal. And on Blog Talk Radio, when playing the music on the YouTube, it was tingy, but the voice is clear. Is that correct? Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Omega Radio, the Watchman program here on Omega Radio and Blog Talk Radio. We're doing a little bit of testing. We have a word that we want to share before we get off the air, Lord willing. I think it's important. Maybe God put a delay on it. I don't know. But we're getting our sound. We're going for a better sound and less activity. Yeah. So how's it sounding now, Kathy Ken, up there in South Dakota?
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, the voice is good. Okay.
Good, excellent. And Ken and Peggy in Northwest Arkansas, how are we sounding there?
Oh, you sound great on the phone. No problem.
Okay, good. So voice is good. All right. So what we'll do is we'll keep working on the YouTube side of things. And, you know, without further delay, what I'll do while Agent Smith is checking in on some things, I could share with you what's in my heart. Maybe I'll wait about another 8 minutes till 9:30, and then Patricia will be on at 10. So 30 minutes will be plenty of time to cover. And while we're hanging out together right now, we're just going to get some. Okay, so you want me to play something right now? All right, so I'm being asked to play a YouTube video again. So hold tight with me here just for a second. And I'm going to put a YouTube video on. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put something on from our Blog Talk playlist. And what I'll do is put, how about I go one of my favorites, and let's see how this sounds, okay? Here's a little bit of background. Let's see how it sounds. Peggy, how's that sound?
Much better. Can you, any way to get a little more bass and a little less prevalence?
How's that sounding on your end?
It sounds good on this end.
All right, very good.
I will follow you.
And that was one of our on our board, And so if I go over here to the YouTube, let me just bring up a YouTube and play something that would be very excited for just a moment. Let's see. Let's see how this guy's sounding here. Let's see.
Who is now going to be retiring after 42 years. You know who I'm talking about. Our great friend, our great senator, who's really a spectacular man. And also for Mike Lee, who really pressed it.
How's the president sounding?
So Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee. And the people
sounds
here,
good to me.
Sounds good.
Hundreds and hundreds of miles of park that they'll be able to now use as opposed to not. And I was surprised at Mitt Romney, but I just hope he's going to be a team player. And if he's a team player, that'll be great. I will say this. If he fought really hard against President Obama, like he does against me, he would have won the election. Does that make sense to you? If he fought the way he fights me, I'm telling you, he would have won the election. But I think he's going to end up being a team player. I think he agrees with many of the things that we've done and many of the things that we have in mind, and we'll see what happens.
What do you think, Agent Smith? We good? Go ahead. All right, so I'm going to pause that out. And now I'm here. Okay, so I'm hearing Ken and Peggy probably. No, that George, that's you on the background. Okay. And Ken and Peggy,
yes.
Things are looking good for you too, right?
Yeah, it sounds good. The music is still a little bit off on there, but
the president
YouTube
that
you played came in pretty clear.
Okay, excellent. All right. Let me say goodbye to Dan, Agent Smith here, guys. I'm going to put this back on. I'll be right back. Hold tight. You're not going to be disappointed about what we're going to talk about. I guarantee it. Be right back. If I were to hit my mic. All right, so George, one more test. I'm going to put a mute. Tell me if you can hear me.
Father, always near, I wait for you here.
Yes.
Rest
well, on Blog Talk, I can.
The love that vanquishes fear.
I can't hear you on Blog Talk.
Oh, I found him on
Block
Talk much better. I can actually understand what
Free
was saying.
Yes, all right, I'll be right back. Hold tight, we'll be right there.
Draw.
Oh, yeah, I have to get into everything, honey.
Thanks for your phone
call. Sure.
All right, very good. You too, and thank you so much. All right, well, here's what Agent Smith just fixed, a really good problem. It's good to be with everyone this morning. We appreciate you holding on with us, trusting that we're coming through loud and clear. There's a lot. Boy, you know, things just happen. You never know what's going to happen on a day. I just got information that some water has broken in a young lady that has is pregnant and ready to bring forth a child into the earth. So I want to keep that in prayer, be very sensitive to that particular issue. And let's see what's going on here. Okay. So coming through loud and clear, what did we hear this morning? You know, what is it that we were sensing? Everything's kind of moved. You know, you want to consider possibly, you know, Lord, is that unction still there to talk about the things that we were sensing this morning? And I again want to go back to the belief that this year is all about feeding the flock. It's all about feeding God's people with knowledge and understanding. And you know, sometimes you can get caught into a pattern of thought and idea about things, and you know, just repeat. And we're not into repetition. That's why we seek to maintain a balance with teaching and inspiration and encouragement, and then the other side of things. But this morning, what I'm feeling very strongly, and you know, all the work we're doing on this Omega Radio, you know, getting it right, tells me that there's a reason for it, and it's not just misguided reason. It is divine purpose in what we are doing, and for however long, that's between the Lord and whatever happens. But what I heard this morning, I wrote it out before we began the broadcast, and I'm going to share it with you because it's what I felt, it's what I discerned, it's what I sensed, it's what I discerned. You be the judge, and I have some word here. I want to get back into the word and look at a particular passage. But here's what I was hearing, feeling, thinking this morning. It was very strong. And in the last several days, there's been very strong impressions that I haven't felt for a while. And now they're becoming like they're kind of multiplying, accelerating these very strong impressions. And what I was sensing this morning, and I do still believe this is the truth. So I wrote these down. The first thing I want to talk with you about today is the sense of divine justice that is stirring in the land. A revolution of violence and anger are going to strike the nation like a mindless wave of tsunami proportion. There is going to be a massive attack against the nation, not just in the realm of terrorism, which has been so commercialized and tempered, but a strike like one would see when the lion comes out of the... There is no music or drama or performance, but a very real vicious attack. And you can get that imagery in your head. The divine justice about to be served on America will shock the world. Once again, the nations will stand afar off and see the smoke of her burning, and a new movement from within the nation will take off and come out of their hiding places and will strike fear in the hearts of the hypocrites and those who have openly and purposefully led the nation into the perversion it is now drowning in. The violence that many saw from the left and groups associated with it will pale in comparison to what they see coming from the north. From within, a new army shall arise and with determined force will take hold of the battle. All right, so I want to start right there. And, you know, it's powerful language. But when I was writing that and sensing it, you see, prophetically, when one is inspired by the Holy Spirit and not a demonic spirit or a spirit of imagination or whatever, but there's got to be confirmation in the Word of God. And so immediately I realized when I was writing about the lion in the thicket, and I'll just read that part again, where it says that there will be a revolution of violence and anger that are going to strike the nation like a mindless wave of tsunami proportion. There is going to be a massive attack against the nation, not just in the realm of terrorism, which has been so commercialized and tempered, but a strike like one would see when the lion comes out of the thicket. All right. And so now I want to get back to that thought, because in Jeremiah chapter 4, and I'll just pick it up in verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 6. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. So I'm getting this after I wrote, and I remembered verse 7. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make your land desolate, and your cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. Now, that scripture, that verse of scripture has been read many times. People have studied it for 2,000 years or beyond. I mean, in Jeremiah's day, this was what he was saying was going to happen to the Israel of his time. And remember that the Old Testament is written for our admonition. And so we're kind of looking at our country right now, for whatever reason today. Maybe it's because in just moments, those 40 seats that the Democrats won during the midterms in Congress, and that I just heard maybe, you know, an hour or so ago, that they're going to spend the next 2 years doing everything in their power to impeach Donald Trump. They're going to make life miserable. One Fox News commentator said his life on planet Earth for the next 2 years is going to be nothing but hell. And that's what this is all about. And so I think there's going to be a push back. And what I saw in the spirit about, 48 hours ago was, you know, you ever see those big tug of wars and you have two opposing forces, and then in the middle of the rope, there's a red flag and you have to pull it over a puddle of water? Well, I saw these two opposing forces on either side of this massive rope with the red flag, and I saw people joining on both sides. But I saw a major joining on the side of what we would term righteous or justice, and that people were coming alongside and they were putting their strength and they began to really tug. And so there is a tug of war over the nation, and there is a gathering force. And what the left demonstrated in their little, you know, outbreaks of violence and anger, I sense in my spirit that there are military powers from within the United States of America that are going to be amassing. And I believe that when the left begins to act up this time, it's not going to be the silent right. I believe that there are going to be those on the right, particularly military powers from within our own nation, that are going to rise, and they're going to take hold of that rope, and there's going to be a real tug of war, and not just what we saw when they started burning flags and jumping on cars and breaking windows, and violence in Ferguson, violence in Baltimore, police shootings in Dallas and New York and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We remember all those things. I hope we haven't forgotten. And most of the right just sat quiet and they didn't do anything. And I have a sense that there are military powers from within, domestically, within this nation, that are going to far exceed what we think about terrorists, because I don't believe that this is the commercialized terrorism, a political card. I believe this is a spirit of justice and a spirit that is going to move in the heart of men. And I'm going to talk about white men and other blacks or browns, this military power that are patriotic and they are patriots of this nation. I just have a very strong sense that there's enough is enough kind of deal. And I do believe that we read the lion has come up out of his thicket. The destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He's gone forth from his place to make your land desolate. Your city shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. I believe that terrorism will become a part of this reality. And I do believe that there is going to be a strong revolutionary spirit right here in the United States. And it's brewing strong right now. It's brewing. It's boiling right now. And it's hard to – you're not going to hear it on the television. You're not going to hear it, you know, out on the streets. These are those like the lion that are coming out of the thicket, out of their covert, out of their covering. And, you know, it's just something I heard. Verse 8, for this gird yourself with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. So let's put this together just a little bit. This is God's fierce anger. In Jeremiah chapter 23, we heard that in the day of visitation or the year of visitation, there was going to be a furious whirlwind of the Lord that was going to make landfall on the head of the wicked. So there's something that is right. There's something that is moral. There is something that has and carries the weight of justice that may be very much a part of the furious whirlwind of the Lord, because you notice in verse 8 again that the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back. Now, he could use any people group on the earth. Well, here we have a destroyer of the Gentiles. And that word destroyer in the Hebrew, by the way, is the shakath. And it means to go in and ruin, to destroy, to lay waste a country. To lay waste a country. So what I was also gathering in my spirit when I was hearing this was that, and how do I put this in proper tone? Almost like saying to the people, and I want to be very careful because I know that there's a remnant blessing. I do get that. But the idea of this cosmetic idea of, you know, it's all going to be okay and there's going to be stability and peace. And that I don't believe for a second that it's going to be, even for the remnant that's going to get the blessing and they're not going to be afraid or dismayed or have any lack and they're going to be increased. I really don't see that as a time of no trouble. I see in the very midst of it, those things being applied, but they're going to have to be applied. It's not just going to be some thing that you're going to walk around and go shopping while all this is happening. That's not what's happening in the spirit. There is going to be violence, a great deal of violence in retribution against the wickedness that has been promoted. And so the idea of peace and safety and stability and everything's okay, I really believe what the Spirit of God is revealing is what has been said for many, many, many years. I was listening to Pastor David Wilkerson all night last night, and I was listening to these 27 and 28 minute clips of the message he was bringing way back when. And, you know, it seems to all be coming up. And again, Jeremiah, one of the great examples of what prophecy is, he prophesied for 40 years. And then the culmination of his prophetic word made landfall upon his nation when the Babylonians came in and destroyed the temple and took the people captive. And so this is what I'm sensing very strongly. And this is what I see. And I want to continue reading for just a moment in verse 10, then said I, the prophet Jeremiah, ah, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, you shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At that time shall it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse, even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. There's the Jeremiah 23, a furious whirlwind of the Lord. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. And then the cry of the prophet in verse 14, O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness that thou mayest be saved. How long shall your vain thoughts lodge within thee? And so, and it just goes on. It, you know, we've heard it. And, you know, where do you apply scripture to a moment? Well, this morning, after a very, very rich New Year's Eve, a lot of prophecy. I believe Jeremiah 23 is the course. We're going to see that unfold throughout the year. And then sensing that anger, not my personal anger. I want to make that very clear. I'm not angry about anything, honest to God. It's a very blessed reality in my heart. But I sense the anger because of the perversion okay? It's not going to be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the progressive left pushing their disgusting, agnostic, atheistic, hypocritical, socialistic, communistic, Islamic-loving ideas in their cocky spirit. I really believe God's going to subdue that. And if the terrorists from the Middle East are not coming, or the Trudeau over in Canada, who's a Islamic-loving individual that's allowing the Islamic, gathering quarters in Canada, where we see it on the south, our borders being attacked. We up to the north, we're witnessing an amassing there as well. And America's right in the middle of what's going on, but there is some kind of military power within the United States that has been, you know, very quiet behind the scenes, not too loud about things. But I do believe that maybe God's going to breathe out his hostility through a domestic army in this country. There, I said it. What does that look like? There's some kind of an oath that military people take to defend the country from enemies abroad and domestic terrorists, right? Domestic evil. Well, I think there's some people going to take this very serious. And I think there's been a great show of restraint from that military power from within this nation through the years of the heckling. But maybe it's time for the Davidic anointing to come forth and slay the giant that has perverted this nation and which will bring about a revolutionary tone. But I think people on the left that thought they were really, really strong as the meek and mild and quiet and restrained righteousness of God just kind of kept itself in check, I think they're going to be terrified at the level of vengeance. Not their own, but like that lion who has no emotion, that isn't playing for any filmmaker or dancing to the tune of any musician, but it's just ready to pounce. I think that's more of the reality. And I think people need to be very, very ready for this. Now, I want to do something. That's my thought. That's what I've shared. It's what I believe to be true. I wonder if anybody else out there is getting this kind of a sense in their heart and their mind. And if you woke up today on this third day of January and kind of feel this contention, spirit realm, as a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, loving God, loving neighbor, loving and yet hating the sin. Last night in our Bible study, we were looking up the word 2019, and you know what the word, the Hebrew meaning for the number 2019 is? Very perverse. That's what 2019 in the Hebrew is. Very perverse. We're going to see where this all goes this year. I believe personally that there is a 5779 number that we're going to look at as well. Because that's the new year coming up on the first day of the first month. So anyways, if you would like to comment, the number to call, 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. And this is the message. I heard David Wilkerson say this last night. This is the message that many people in the church don't want to hear. And this is the message because everybody's moving in the realm of, you know, we just want to see some kind of thing work itself out to be okay. It's not going to work that way. What you sow, you reap. You sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And there are now two witnesses that the whirlwind, the furious whirlwind of the Lord, is going to make landfall on the head of the wicked. And what is that going to look like? I don't think a furious, angry whirlwind from God, which we just read about in Jeremiah 4 again, is going to be some calm, delightful, you know, just transition. I believe we're going to see some violence in our land. I think we're going to see some heavy-duty, shocking attacks. As a matter of fact, when I go back and I look at this, is a revolution of violence and anger are going to strike the nation like a mindless wave of tsunami proportion? There is going to be a massive attack against the nation, not just in the realm of terrorism, which has been so commercialized and tempered, but a strike like one would see when the lion comes out of the thicket to take its prey. There's no music, drama, performance, but a very real vicious attack. The divine justice about to be served on America will shock the world. And once again, the nations will stand afar off and see the smoke of her burning. And a new movement from within the nation will take off and come out of their hiding places and will strike fear in the hearts of the hypocrites. So, what is this? What is this that we're hearing today? I'm waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. We've got about 6 minutes left in the broadcast. And does it bear witness with your heart? Do you sense any of this? I'd like to know, and I'm open to, you know, your thoughts about this. I feel very strongly about it. We've had these moments before. And again, I look back over the years of what has happened in our country. And if we were to mark everything from 2001, I think we'd be rather shocked to see and hear the things that have happened and transpired in our nation and around the world. But what are your thoughts about a nuclear 9/11? What are your thoughts about cities being laid waste? How would that happen today? How would a city of the United States of America be laid waste? See, we're not out of the woods yet. We're just not out of the woods as a country because of our perverse activities. And we could start telling all the news reports about how perverse everything really is. Anyways, I'm waiting for your call right now, 818-369-0326. And if you can press 1 on the dial pad, we'd love to hear from you. And, you know, this is your time to be a voice. And you have every right to say, I disagree with you, Pastor Vince, lovingly disagree with you, you know, and here's why. But let's find out what people are thinking today. All right, coming in, I believe this is Pastor Ken. Good morning. What are you hearing, sir?
Good morning again, sir. There's a sense of when I woke up this morning thinking about, you know, what am I going to do today? What's going to go on? What's going to happen? There's a sense that I need to press in and start to be ready for whatever is coming down. You know, inevitably, the Lord is going to let his wrath come upon country for what we have done and what we have failed to do. And we need to be ready for what is coming. And the only way we can do that is coming closer and closer to the Lord and know his will and allow his Holy Spirit to speak to each and every one of us so that we can begin to comprehend what is happening, what we can do, what we need to do, where we need to be, what we need to say, what we need to study. These are all times of literally preparation for what has to happen, for what will happen, because we know according to the scriptures that the Antichrist is going to be taking power, more power than he has ever had before, for 3.5 years. So we need to be ready. And, you know, I can see you standing there saying on the mountaintop, you know, prepare the way, do what you need to go ahead and do and be ready for what's coming down. And I'm thankful that you're on the air telling people these things as well, and us. And it's something that we need to really comprehend and understand and come before the Lord and find out what he has for us and what we need to go ahead and do, not only for his sake, but for our sakes as well.
Pastor Ken, that's a great comment. And, you know, what I'm thinking, if I were to describe what's ready to happen, I believe that the far left progressives in this country have absolutely no problem employing Islam to do something to undermine what's going on in the country in its direction back into more of a justice or a moral righteousness or whatever from the Supreme Court justices. And I think people from within this nation are going to know it this time, and that's how this is going to clash. So we're probably going to see an event that is going to happen, that's going to shock the world like on 9/11, but much larger than this as I'm understanding it. And then there's going to be a knowing, just like on 9/11, most of the people in this country knew that that was an inside job to a very large degree. And let's get some thoughts before we move on here. It looks like Ken and Kathy are back with us on the air in South Dakota. Your thoughts?
Well, I think right now what has ended up happening is a lot of what is happening in Washington is the devil is just letting the alligators out of the slough or the swamp. And he ends up spiritually, he wants to end up continue to destroy this country. And what is happening in Washington is the alligators are just gaining power today in Washington, and they are out to do the same thing that the devil is.
Yeah, well, amen to that. I would happen to absolutely agree with that. So what we'll do tomorrow is we'll kind of pick things up. We'll pick things up tomorrow. I'm going to turn this loose. Patricia has not been on the air for a while, and I know she's got some very important things to share with all of our listeners right now. And so I'm going to turn it over to her. We'll pick this up. We'll see how today goes. Remember, what's happening right now is there's a transfer of power going on in Washington, D.C. 40 seats were gained by the Democrats, and they are vowing to impeach Donald Trump. And I'm just sensing those revolutionary tones and that tug of war over this nation and employment of Islamic terrorism that will bring forth a knowing in a domestic military power from within the United States to say we're not going to sit back this time the way that we did on 9/11/2001. Maybe that's the accurate description. Patricia Joy Xavier, you've been listening and preparing for today. What is it exactly that the Lord is saying to you? And good morning to you, and God bless you.
It's a beautiful new year that we're going to be experiencing. And at the same time, we're going to be seeing some incredible things that we have heard about, but never really understood exactly how it was going to work out. But God knows, and he's involved. For God's appointment in everything is not going to be disappointment for us. You know, there is a wonderful thing that I want to speak to you about. It is a prophetic word regarding our situation in the time we just came in. And this is something that was sent to me, and I'm very happy to be able to bring it forth. It's the Hebrew year of 5779, and it's here. And what does it mean prophetically? Well, it just was sent to me, and I just got excited about it, and I want to bring it forth to you. As we burst into this new Jewish year, and it's 5779 for the Hebrew, for the Jew, and 2019 for us. It is time to rise and shine. It is divine reversal, divine restoration time. As mature children of God, we will live from above and not beneath. I heard the Holy Spirit say, awaken the morning with your prayers and praise. Do not passively wait for the morning to awaken you. Change things in your life. Turn things around. Old habits must go. New habits must come in. Break through the night and awaken the dawn. The Lord may speak to you during the night. Do not concern yourself with being awakened for prayer and intercession, for it is the Lord's doing. Dictate to environments and circumstances. Do not wait for environments and circumstances to dictate to you. In other words, if you see something incorrect and wrong going on, just rebuke it and command the turnabout according to the word of God, not according to your own feelings, not according to your own thoughts. They may be deceived at this time, but according to the word of God. That's why it's so important to know the word of God. If you see obstacles in your way and you know they're from the enemy, which the word of God will talk to you in your heart. If it is the enemy, you won't have peace. If it is the word of God, you will have peace. Speak to that thing that is of evil, rebuke it, command it to go, and command the work of God to be done in your environment. It is important that the Spirit of the Lord is dictated, and it is important that we begin to dictate the circumstances, not to wait, not to wait. There's divine change, and rearrangement is here this year. Arise and shine, your light is come. How often have you heard that? How often have you heard, arise and shine, your light has come? It's in the book of Isaiah, and it's the most wonderful scripture. And I don't know how many times I have expressed my heart in this. And so arise and shine. God wants you to know with assurance that heaven's solution is always bigger than hell's problem. And it's time we begin to know that. So look beyond the problems. Look beyond the chaos you see in your life and on earth as you see by faith. You have to see these things by faith. Receive the solution that is yours to take on your behalf and on behalf of others in the secret place of prayer. Make prayer essential in your life. Do not change circumstances by thoughts and worry and concern. That will change it to evil. Change circumstances through a place of prayer, a secret place of prayer, speaking those things that are not as though they are. Be careful how you speak, what you speak. The life and death is in the tongue. Remember that. This is a time to grow up in Christ, to become that warrior he called you to become victorious in your life. The Hebrew word for intercession means to get in the way of. That's what we are called to do. Get in the way of evil and replace it with good. I'm telling you, God is speaking from previously knowing the way God works, and also writing the book I wrote, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. I've come to the understanding that the way of victory is through the words we speak, which I've known for a long time, but to practice it on every moment, from moment to moment. And what can we take from this prophetic word, and how can we apply these hidden truths and secrets rich in the Hebrew language? Oh, I love the Hebrew language. And years to our lives, helping us discern times and seasons. What can we take from this prophetic? I believe what the Lord would say in the year 5779, which is 2019 to us, is significant and exciting. For instance, 5 means grace. And what an era of favor and grace and goodness we are in now. 7 means God's completion and perfection. It is so exciting. You know, in the Hebrew, numbers mean so much of what God is speaking in the heavenlies. Double 7 means double portion blessing. And as for 9, well, here it goes, the paradox, and it is a double-sided coin, and we have been bringing it up constantly. There is the good, and there is the evil, and there is the vile, and there is the precious, there is the darkness, and there is the light, and it all is ripping forward strongly to take position. But we know what position we are in, and we know what position to take. The Hebrew number 9 has an element of paradox to it, a double meaning. So much goodness, multiplication, increase, and blessings indicated by the basket, but yet the snake coiled is right there, longing to thwart God's plans. He wants to rule and reign, to have its wicked way, to steal, kill, and destroy. The call is going out to yield to the Holy Spirit. Surrender your ways to walk in the Spirit and His ways, God's ways. You know, walking in the Spirit, I'm going to speak on in a woman's meeting Monday. Walking in the Spirit is the most wonderful, incredible thing any of us can do. But what is walking in the Spirit? I never heard it taught properly. The Lord has revealed to me that walking in the Spirit is walking in the fruit of the Spirit that is speaking or is being spoken of in Galatians 5:22 out of the mouth of God. It is the walk of love. And there are 9 portions to that walk of love. There are 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22. And if you purpose to walk in the fruit of love, which is mentioned and broken down in Galatians 5:22, peace, joy, hope, goodness, self-control, patience, it's all there. Every moment that you're alive right now, every moment God has granted you to you to get it right, He has given you another day to get it right. You are to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. When the enemy comes to thwart that walk, you rebuke it and say, no, I'm walking in joy today. I am not walking in sorrow and depression and oppression. I will not allow that. I have the Holy Spirit in my life, and I will walk in the fruit of the Spirit because Christ in me, the hope of glory, is there to help me do so through the Holy Spirit. If hope is deferred, say no. It is not deferred. Hope is available for me now. Hope is alive in me. I may not see it. I may not be able to touch it right now, but it is there, and it will manifest according to the Word of God. I'm paraphrasing now. And so there are the gifts also to walk in. And the Lord called us to walk in the Spirit, but it is the walk of the fruit first. And then the power of the Holy Spirit manifested in our life through the baptism of the Holy Spirit makes it alive and glorious for us to be the overcomers in the time we're in right now against all deception and evil working. So surrender your ways to walk in the Spirit and His ways, then as the old chorus says, though the giants may be there in our way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. Folks, He's already given us victory. All we have to do is begin to walk in that victory, and we have to believe it, because Satan will come, and he will come to distract, to destroy, to bring us into deception. But we will keep our eyes by walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And when the enemy comes to take away any fruit, say patience, for instance, if he comes to destroy patience that is a fruit of the Spirit in our life, we will rise up and say no, because through my patience, I will possess my soul. I will walk in patience no matter what comes against me. And oh, the enemy will try. He'll try to come and irritate, but you will not allow it to happen. God will surely give us the victory because it's already been given. But we must learn to walk in it. And the Hebrew year of 5779, God is saying prophetically, in the midst of evil, we will know only goodness, only blessings, only miraculous increase and victory. But to do so, we must choose to walk in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Please go to Galatians 5:22 and read all about that walk. And if you want to know how to counteract any evil spirits coming against you to cause you to just submit to that evil, I write in my book to tell you how to get over it and how to overcome it. Each and every time you desire to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, I have written down all the fruits of the Holy Spirit and how to combat the evil that wants to come against you to cause you to walk in the unholy spirit. Where there is the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there is a working of the unholy spirit to try to depress you. You have to know how it works. I wrote it in my book. I explain it. I have it written to in a place of understanding so you can know and see the working of the Holy Spirit and the unholy spirit under certain conditions. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. Returning to what? Him. In rest of what? Your soul. You shall be saved. That's why learning patience is so important. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. You will be made strong when you are weak by just keeping quiet and being confident in Christ. But the Bible goes on to say in Isaiah 30:15, but you would not. Don't make that your way. Determine in your heart that you will. You will walk in quietness and confidence. You will come into rest. You will return to God by coming into his rest. And in that, you will be saved. You already received the Holy Spirit. You've already said yes to the Lord Jesus. You are working out your salvation every day. It isn't an absolute. You work it out. You work it out until the very end. At the end of your walk, you will see the glory. But continue in it. Walk in it. Do not turn back to the old ways. You will not enter in the kingdom of God if you do that. You take the kingdom of God by force. And what is that force? By coming into the truth and knowing how to walk this walk. God is calling his children higher and deeper people of God. Holy Spirit-led kingdom living on earth. We have to lead others into this walk. The Holy Spirit will lead us into the kingdom living on earth. And what is that kingdom living? It's walking in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it is by the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the works of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, that gives us the power and the authority to walk in the kingdom and cast out devils, to heal the sick, open blind eyes, set the captives free. Both are working on our behalf. Do you understand what I am telling you? You need the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be a kingdom member. The kingdom of God living on earth within you. There is so much more than experiencing God's presence at a camp of conference. You know, you go to a conference and at that very moment you feel the power of God and the Holy Spirit moving. But this has to be done on a daily basis. Even when you go to church, you may feel the power of the Holy Spirit, but this must be on a daily basis in your routine daily work. You read the Bible, you pray, as great as all of this is, you pray with all your heart, it is going to be the greatest work. To survive and thrive, we must return and rest continually. We must read the word. We must pray. We must thrive by returning to the Lord and resting in the rest of Christ. God is calling afresh his children in a new and living way in this hour of his power to return and rest in him, in the Holy One who dwells within our spirit, depending, consulting, and learning and leaning our entire lives, our personalities, and our abilities on him. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to take life seriously? It's time. You best do so. It isn't even a question in my heart about it, and I hope it isn't a question in your heart about it. This is the place of power. This is the place of packed living, Holy Spirit-led activity. Not being active isn't the answer. Being active in the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, is the answer. Some tried to tell me this life was impossible. They said, you can't live in God's presence continually. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. It just happened to be when you're desperate enough to cry out to God, it's the only life worth living. Body of Christ, there is no other life worth living. No other life worth living. You're going to see that more and more as each day goes by. When you see the evil impacting our world, you're going to know that this is the only life worth living. Just say, Jesus, I'm hungry for all of you. Christ in me, the hope of glory, is no longer going to be a hope. It is going to be Christ in me, full of glory. I'm thirsty for more. Say, Lord, I'm thirsty for more. It's the only life for me. Whatever it takes, by your Holy Spirit, make it my reality. God promises that in returning and rest, you will be saved. You must work out your salvation. You have to know that it is a working out. This word saved is the Hebrew word yasha, and as well as meaning defended, delivered, helped, and to get victory in every situation you faced. It means open wide and free. Proclaim it in every situation you face. Say open wide, be free. Only in dying to ourselves are we fully alive to God. Open wide and free in spirit, soul, and body to be all he has called us to be. And then when others truly see Jesus and experience God's unexplainable, undefinable, undeniable glory in you, they are going to come rushing, saying, what is it you've got? I want it. I want it. And in this time, God will bring to birth dreams and visions in your life that have laid dormant for years, and you wonder, will it ever come forth? Now mature and ready, they will come forth. God was waiting for your maturity. He wanted to bring them forth, but he could not because you were immature in the spirit. God is wanting your maturity. He wants you to mature in spirit, mind, body, and soul. This is a season of new beginnings, stepping out by faith into the glorious unknown. They that know their God shall be strong and do great things. That's what he wants from you. The time is now. Know your God. It is time for the above and beyond to come forth as the great miraculous works of God are birthed through your life. You want that birthing? Come on, join me. Get my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. I'll tell you, if you would give a beautiful gift to New Wine Ministry through Omega Radio, to Omega Radio, you will see the glory working more and more in your life for your giving and your desire. It will be known to you. You will see that become a reality. Please bring and send a gift to Omega Radio, Pastor Vincent Xavier, P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, 72722. Watch the glory work in your life because God will see your desire. And I will send you my book free that you may start to work a work in your life that you never dreamed possible. You know, it takes 9 months for a baby to be birthed in a mother's womb. And so if it takes 9 months for a baby to be birthed and a woman's due time to come around, it is due time now. Many have been through the discomfort and the pain of waiting. Your confinement is over. We have entered into the year in which your confinement is over. Your concealment was necessary to mature all God will bring forth through you. Prepared in humility, this is your time to rise and shine. Arise and shine, for the light has come. God has called you to, appointed you for, and anointed you to accomplish. To know him, to show him and his power is your only purpose on the earth. You have no other purpose. I see a great miraculous work being birthed on the earth in this hour of God's power. The manifest glory of God will be unexplainable, undefinable, and yet undeniable in and through lives set apart for him. Are you set apart for him? The due time is here, body of Christ. The Hebrew year of 5779 or 2019. 5779 in Hebrew. The Hebrew year 2019 in the world of the Gentiles. Your basket will be full and heavenly supply will never run dry. You will always have more than enough. We talked about this last night at Bible study. God said you will always have more than enough through the individual that was speaking. And as for the snake, that's why I wrote my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. Be aware, but don't despair. He may rage his anger and he may roar, but he is a defeated foe. And I taught you in my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, how to continue to keep him in bondage that he will not affect your life. We will overcome him with the blood of the Lamb. It's already been granted. You can be utilized by God now to cast out devils, not only in yourself, but others, because you'll recognize the working of the evil demonic presence in others as you become more and more clean and refreshed in his Holy Spirit. The enforcement of Jesus' finished work in victory has been given to us. And it'll be the word of our testimony. Every mess that dirty devil tries to make, we will cast him out. We will declare the message of miracles and God's grace. Get ready to tell the story after story for God's glory. Casting out Satan is something of kingdom work. God has granted that to us when he sent his Holy Spirit. He said, what I did, you shall do also. Even greater things shall you do. Do not be afraid to cast out demons. Do not be afraid to cast out the devil. it is time we rise up and do the kingdom work as Jesus Christ did when he walked the face of the earth. He showed us what to do. And what about our lives? We will love not our lives unto death. Simply meaning we will die daily to our own mind, wills, emotions, fleshy ways to rise, live, and walk in the Spirit. I tell you how to do that in my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. You will become victorious if you will just give a beautiful gift to keep us going on the air for Omega Radio by sending it to Pastor Vincent Xavier, Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, 72722. I will be delighted to send you my book as a gift so you could live a glorious life of victory. And praise awaits us as we step through the gates of praise into year 5779. And for the Hebrews, for the Jews, and 2019 for those of us who live in different parts of the world. One more powerful prophetic visual of this can be seen. 9, representing man, either bowed to King Jesus and surrendered to the Spirit, or the evil influence depicted by the snake. You don't want that influence, body of Christ. You want to be set free of every influence, every deception that'll come your way right now. You want to be victorious. You want to operate in such oppression cannot ever be part of your life. Learn how to do that. How to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. How to cast out devils. How to heal the sick. How to be victorious over every situation in your life. How to begin to realize and to know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.